Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, where it has been quite some time since we have done an episode. I think our most recent episode was the Death Parade episode, but my name is Nick, as you all should know by now. If you don't know, hi, my name is Nick, and welcome to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. And in this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, we are 2 weeks into the fall 2022 season, and I would love to do my, my top waifus and husbandos episode. I'd love to do my summer 2022 review, but we still have one more show to finish in the summertime. So that will be Futopi, which the final episode should be airing this Sunday. I believe that is, let me look at my calendar, the 16th. So the final episode will be the 16th. And as soon as that is done airing, we will have the 2022 summer review episode live on twitch.tv / Sora Sensei 1, my own personal Twitch channel. We'll be going live and reviewing every show that I watch, scoring it, every show that I dropped, scoring it, and going from there and considering what my best anime of the summer season was. But with that, we're going to go back to one of our old kind of platforms where I review a show and determine whether or not it's worth watching, watching, or actually like owning the physical copy. This one is good. This one goes out to the collectors, because I'm a collector myself. I have a pretty decent collection of anime. Not like tremendous, but I do have a decent amount of anime. And I love supporting the industry. So this one, when we first started Waifus and Weeaboos, this was kind of our shtick, where I say weird, like there's multiple people here, but it's just myself. Whether or not you should watch a show, not watch a show, or actually own it on Blu-ray. And then in the second half of this episode, we're actually going to be featuring a manga as well. So if you already know by the title, then you will know. Well, if you already know by the title and the song that just played, you will know that the show that we are going to be talking about, especially since it's October, will be Kore wa Zombie desu ka, or Is This a Zombie? Now, I know there are two seasons of Is This a Zombie. We're going to focus mainly on the first season, and I'll throw a little bit of the second season in there as well. But I really want to focus on really just like the main plot behind Kore wa Zombie desu ka, or Is This a Zombie? I'll call it Is This a Zombie the rest of the way, so people don't get like confused or whatever. But the synopsis. Ayumu Aikawa is a 16-year-old high school student who is tragically murdered while investigating a suspicious house. However, he soon awakens next to a strange armored girl called Euclidwood Hellscythe. She reveals herself to be a necromancer who has revived Ayumu, consequently turning him into a zombie. Now immortal Ayumu sets out to hunt down his killer. One day, while searching in a cemetery, he encounters a boisterous young girl named Haruna, who is fighting a bear with a chainsaw while dressed as a magical girl. This is not in the synopsis. I know, sounds ridiculous, right? After she kills the beast, Haruna attempts to erase Ayumu's memories of her, but he instead absorbs her magic for himself. Stripped of her powers, Haruna now orders Ayumu to take up her role of hunting strange creatures known as Megalo monsters that roam the human world and terrorize the population. Kore wa Zombie desu ka follows the daily antics of the human-turned-zombie Ayumu as he begins his new ludicrous life where the supernatural becomes the norm. I think whoever wrote this synopsis actually did a really good job about what this show is about. Not spoiling too much about what's going to happen, but basically giving like the nitty-gritty of what this show is about. There's zombies in it, there's, you know, magical girls, there's vampires, there's vampire hunters, there's, you know, there's like summoners, Yu is a necromancer herself, so there's a lot of, you know, There's a lot of like creatures here, and arguably it's one of the better. I mean, it's arguably to say that it's one of the better harem anime out there as well. Mainly because most like all the girls are hits. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Haruna, but I know a lot of people do like Haruna. But the girls in the show are fucking hits. So y'all heard the, let's get into the music. Y'all heard the opening. You'll hear the ending at the end. I'm a big fan. I'm more of a fan of the second opening song, but both openings, like with the animations and shit, do fucking go pretty hard. I will say that both openings are pretty good. The endings are nothing really special. They're like okay songs and like okay art and animations. But really nothing to write home about at the end of the day. Sorry, I take a quick sip of the H2O. The studio who did it is Studio Dean. Our animation of the show is really, really fantastic. Studio Dean has done a really good job, and like a lot of their works recently are the Sasaki and Miyano series. They did some Log Horizon. They did the Muho, a little bit of the Muho series. They done New Sailor Moon. Studio Dean did a really, really good job on Is This a Zombie? And I think season two actually had a different. I don't think Studio Dean did season two. Oh, they did do season two. Okay. So yeah, Studio Dean did a really, really good job in this, and it helps that the characters themselves, like how they're drawn, like in the manga, really are depicted, you know, kind of the same in the anime as well. And I thought that was really, really well done. So Studio Dean, really great job with Is This a Zombie? So we talked about the music, talked a little bit about the art and animation. Let's get into the characters. Probably the strongest thing about this show is the characters. Like the plot is all right, and like things that happen with the plot are all right, but the characters are really, really something special. I'm gonna start out with Ayumu. Ayumu's a funny main male character. I will say that. The fact that he gets these magical girl powers and like he's got these different, you know, types of, you know, zombie moments as well. And just like him as a character is like really, really, like really, really good character. Typical, not really your typical main character, like harem protagonist. Cause like he really only wants to be with, he really only wants to be with you. And that's like to be, you know, that's reasonable. Like this woman, like this girl, this necromancer saved his life. So obviously he'd want to be with her more than like anybody else. But like all these other females come into his life, and do make a pretty big impact on his life, as well, and he starts to like, you know, develop not romantic feelings for them, but like feelings of admiration and feelings of, you know, like appreciation and friendship towards these other women. So yeah, I was one of my not one of my favorite main characters in anime, but he's definitely up there. I really like him a lot. And then you have Euclidwood Hellslaith. I was a big fan of Angel from Angel Beats, and like Euclidwood is literally like the knockoff version of Angel from Angel Beats, but like she is something special because the great, like it's weird because like the great thing about Yu is just not that her character herself, but the fact that she's played by I think 13 different voice actors throughout the series really makes me appreciate you more. Now the thing is, like you really can't talk. Like the thing about you is that she can't really talk because the story behind you is that if anybody hears her talk, her voice can actually kill people. So that's why the only time like she gets a voice is if it's Ayumu's like fantasy. Like he fantasizes her like a swimsuit, or he fantasizes her like, you know, like making dinner or something like that, and you're like, oh my god, Ayumu, you're so handsome, blah blah blah. But they literally signed up a different voice actor each episode for Yu's like fantasy portion of the episode. So I thought that was really well done. Plus, like, her design is cool. Like, she's like this little girl, and like, or not little girl, but like, she's like always in a full suit of armor. Like, she kind of like a little bit of a sluggish behavior. Like when it comes to just like life in general, she's adorable. I like you a lot. You's arguably my mom. I love you. I really do. But there are like two other women in the show that really got my heart going a little bit. So we'll keep it at that for now. And then we got Haruna. Haruna is the magical girl who gets stripped of her powers. She's kind of like the annoying, like not like full tsundere, but like kind of like that annoying, like high pitched character. He's like, I am like stuff like that or whatever. Like, she's your generic, like, you know, annoying like female character, but like she's not completely annoying. I will say that she's not like full on like tsundere annoying. She actually has her shining moments at times throughout the show. So I can't say I dislike Haruna. I like Haruna, I really do. And then after that, we have Seraphim, who is one of the vampires in the show. Fucking black hair, big tits. Like, she's like the sex symbol of the show. But honestly, like, she's not fucking ridiculous looking. Like, ridiculous looking. She's not. She's anime character, like, hot girl. But it's not ridiculous, like, if we're looking at, like, you know, High School DxD or Zombieland, or not Zombieland Saga. No, the girls in Zombieland Saga are fine. High School DxD, fucking, I have zombies on my mind. High School of the Dead, that's the zombie one I was thinking of. Nothing ridiculous like that. But Seraphim's fucking hot. And, like, she does have, like, a lot of good comedy moments throughout the series. Because she does have, like, a little bit of hate, like, not full-on hatred towards Aimu, but, like, she's, like, the don't fucking touch me, like, kind of character or whatever, or, like, don't fucking look at me, you pig type of character, but, like, she still will fight for Aimu because she's living in that house, so she's, like, that type of character, so, but she does have some really fucking good interactions with Aimu throughout the series, I will say that, funny as hell. And then you have like some of the other characters that come into effect, like that come into the series, like Yuki Yoshida. She becomes a little bit more main in the second season. Sarasvati, who I believe is Seraphim's boss or like Seraphim's senpai. So Sarasvati is also a vampire. We get to meet Taiko Hidematsu, who's one of Ayumu's classmates, who's your typical classmate character who has a crush on him. And then you got a couple other characters like Kyoko, Ariel, and Orito, which Orito is Aimu's best friend from school. So those are the couple of the characters, but let's get in like the story. So the synopsis really did break it down really, really well. I'm actually going to take a quick drink right here because I have kind of talked for nonstop for like the past like 10 minutes or so. It's a big one right there. A little ASMR for y'all, okay? Yeah, I mean, like, the synopsis did a really good job of breaking it down. So we have Aimu, who got murdered by someone. And the point of the story was, after you resurrected him or turned him into a zombie, his main goal was to go find out who killed him. But then he meets Haruna, and he strips Haruna of her powers. And now, along with trying to find who killed him, he's also going to fight these megalo monsters as well. So as the story basically proceeds as like him getting involved with like the vampires, him getting involved with like the vampire hunters, etc. And you introduce all these characters and he keeps fighting these monsters. But then there are some serious moments at times, like it's kind of generic at times where like somebody comes, it's like, oh, I'm going to take you away from you. You know, she's like, she's the main heroine. So like, obviously she's going to have somebody against her as well. But a lot of really good parts, a lot of good action, great fucking comedy, great fan service. I want to say tasteful fan service. I really want to say tasteful fan service, but like, is any sort of fan service tasteful? Like, it's not over the top fan service, I will say. It's not over the top fan service. All right. So there is fan service in this show, but it's not over the top. And then, like, the sweetness kind of leads into season two. Season two does pick up the action a little bit more, but it also picks up the comedy a lot more in season two. I thought season two was a lot funnier than season one, but that doesn't say much because season... I mean, it doesn't say much because I thought season one was hilarious. So, like, to say season... Well, I guess it does say much. I mean, I don't know. They're both fucking hilarious seasons. Both seasons are fucking hilarious. Yeah, like, this is, like, one of my favorite, I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, like, I did watch this, like, at the end of high school, or, either at the end of high school, or I watched it, like, at the end of, like, my college days. I think it was at the end of college days, yeah, because it came out in, like, 2011, so, like, right when I was, like, ending college, like, I watched the show, and, like, I guess I was, like, still in that young phase or whatever, but, like, I've watched it again recently, and it's just, it really does hold up. It really does hold up. The characters, the plot, the comedy, like, really everything holds up to this day. I didn't think it would, but, like, I watched it recently, and, like, it's still fucking comedy gold. It's still gold overall in this sense of things. I love this show. I really, really do. I this is one of those shows, like, you can watch it, like, during Halloween time. Like, you can watch it in October. You can't watch it with, like, I think you can watch it, like, by yourself. Or, like, I mean, I guess you can watch it, like, with a group of, like, your close friends or whatever. Like, yo, if you want, it's like, yo, you want to watch something, like, stupid and funny, like, during, like, Halloween. It's like, yeah, let's watch fucking Is This a Zombie? Because that's what it is. It's, like, stupid and funny and fucking ridiculous at times. But there's also, like, some scary moments as well, because there are zombies and fucking monsters in it. But yeah, I love the show. Again, I don't think it's for everybody. I really don't. I gave it a 9 on my anime list. It has a 7.36 overall score the first season. I don't know what the second season has. Let's take a look. Yeah, the second season has 7.5. I think it should be up a little bit higher. Both seasons should be up higher. I think they both should be more scored, like 7.8, 7.9, maybe even an 8 flat, in all honesty. I could be a little biased, but I own it on Blu-ray. I do think it is worth owning it on Blu-ray, because you will find yourself going back and... you know, watching the show over and over again. I found myself watching the show multiple times. I don't collect Blu-rays just to collect them. I collect them so I can rewatch these shows, so I don't have to fucking boot. Because say what you want, I mean, a Blu-ray looks better than watching it on Crunchyroll, like or watching it on HiDive. Shout out to Crunchyroll and HiDive if you want to sponsor the stream, or if you want to sponsor the podcast. No offense, but a Blu-ray will always look better because they can, you know, work on the details and make it cleaner, make it crisper, etc., etc. So that's one of the, like, that, like, outside of collecting, like, that's one of the main reasons why I have Blu-rays, so I can rewatch these shows. And I do recommend owning it on Blu-ray. Like, if you can find the collector's edition, I would definitely recommend finding the collector's edition. It is on Funimation. I don't know if you could buy it anymore since Funimation is now owned by Crunchyroll. So I don't know what they're going to do. I wouldn't be surprised if Crunchyroll, like, re-releases all of their shit on their own Blu-ray platform. I would not be surprised. But I would definitely recommend checking out Is This a Zombie? And Is This a Zombie of the Dead? It's a nice, fun series. It's a little bit, like, again, a little hilarious. There is, like, a fucking swimsuit episode. Like again, it's not ridiculous fan service. All right, it's your regular run-of-the-mill, like, early 2010s, late 2000s fan service. Nothing to really write home about. All right, so yeah, Is This a Zombie? And Is This a Zombie of the Dead? Check them out. I enjoyed it. I think you should own it on Blu-ray. Go check it out. And I mean, if you want to watch it first, watch it, and then decide if you want to own it on Blu-ray, and then go from there. And next, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a minute since we've done a manga review, all right? I've been reading a shitload of manga lately, and one of them that stuck out to me the most is a manga called I gotta try to read this without butchering it. Kaoru Hana wa Rin Tusaku. Yeah, definitely butchered that title. Or more commonly known as The Fragrant Flower Blooms with Dignity, or The Fragrant Flowers Bloom with Dignity. This is a manga that I happen to stumble on, I think, either through TikTok or through somebody else that told me, like, yo, you should read this. And I started it, and I just need more. So let's get into a little bit of the summary. So in a certain place, there are two neighboring high schools. Chidori High School. Chidori! Sorry, my inner Naruto came out right there. So Chidori High School, a bottom feeder boys school where idiots gather, and Kikyo Girls School, a well-established girls school. Rintaro Sugimi, a strong and quiet second-year student at Chidori High School, meets Kadoko Wakuri, a girl who comes as a customer while helping out at his family's cake shop. Rintaro feels comfortable spending time with Kadoko, but she's a student at Kikyo Girls, a neighboring school that thoroughly dislikes Chidori High. This is the story of two people who are so close and yet so far apart. I'm going to tell y'all right now, you should go and read this manga right now. It is so fucking good for how, like, there's only 27 chapters right now, and I'm so upset. But, like, I flew through this, all right? It is a romance. It is a slice of life romance manga. And the two main characters, Rintaro and Kadoko, are just, like, fucking adorable. So, like, Rintaro, like, does, I mean, the best way to describe Rintaro, he looks like the main character from Silent Voice, but instead of, like, black hair, he has, like, spiky blonde hair, piercings, he's tall, he's got, like, his mom has, like, got that Yankee look as well, so, like, him and his mom, like, run that bakery. They kind of remind me of those two from A Silent Voice. And Kaoru is just like this tiny, not like super tiny, but like just your regular sized Japanese girl, like high school girl with like the super long hair and just very bubbly personality. Now, the thing is, the boys at Chidori High are, like, known as, like, thugs or, like, Yankees or, like, whatever. And they're, like, they're looked down upon because, like, they're quote-unquote idiots. But the girl, like, it's kind of like a, not a Romeo and Juliet thing, but, like, it just so happens that Chidori High is right next to Kikyo Girls' School. So, like, both schools are, like, right next to each other. So it's like, okay, like, that's kind of a generic plot to push the story along. But you have an all-girls school and basically an all-boys school that are literally right next to each other. So, like, the back and forth between them is, like, the one hates the other, and the other hates the, like, they both hate each other because one's preppy girls, and, like, the other's a bunch of, like, thugs and, like, bullies and shit like that. But then you meet Rintaro and Kadoko, and they just see each other as people. They don't see each other as somebody who goes to Kikyo Girls' High. I mean, in the beginning, it was like, not even in the beginning, they meet each other and it's like, oh, you're like, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. Like, welcome to my cake shop, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, you know, you find out, it's like, okay, they go to these schools, but that doesn't stop them because they already became friends. And it is a little bit, the one thing I will say that the story is a little bit rushed because they realize, like, basically right away, like, hey, like, just because we go to these schools doesn't, you know, in the end, like, we can be friends, like, we can be acquaintances, like, we can, you know, eat cake with each other and go out and hang out with each other, et cetera, et cetera. So the cool thing is, like, they understand that, like, almost immediately, but for each of them, it's telling their friends that, hey, I have a friend from the opposing school. So for Rintaro, it's hard for him to tell his friends, like, hey, I'm seeing this girl, like, I'm friends with this girl. Because one, he's kind of like a shy, like, kind of non-talkative dude. But, like, he's afraid that if he tells his friends this, he's going to lose his friends. And then you have Kadoko, who's really good friends with this girl, Subaru. But the thing about Subaru is Subaru hates fucking men. We don't know what her past is in regards to the men, but she just hates fucking men. So they're both juggling a lot of challenges right now. But they're also, like, they have the burden of all these different challenges, but they're trying to overcome these burdens so they're able to hang, so they're able to hang out and be with each other. And, like, their relationship, again, like, we're 27 chapters in. I think, like, it feels like it's going to end soon. I don't want to say that. But it is slightly rushed. I will say that. The story is slightly rushed. That's the one thing I dislike about it, is that it's a little bit rushed. I think they need to reel it in a little bit. But it depends on the longevity of it. Like, if the author wants to end it in 50 chapters, I think it can be ended in 50 chapters. I really do. There's not an abundance of characters introduced. The supporting characters that are introduced are actually pretty fine supporting characters. And really, the two main characters in Rintaro and Kadoko are just honestly fucking fantastic. They're two fantastic people. I love them and I want to protect them. Currently, it has an 8.24 on my anime list. With 1,900, close to 2,000 people reading it. I highly recommend it. I cannot recommend it anymore. The title will be in the synopsis. The title will be in the info. The title will be everywhere. I'll have it on my Twitter tonight, or I'll have it on my Twitter. Go look up this manga, read it, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Go to my anime list, add it to your reading, add it to your, you know, currently reading list. I promise you, it is a manga that you're going to love, and you will not regret reading it. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of the Waifus and Weeboos podcast. Today, we went back to our roots and reviewed, and I told you that you should own Is This a Zombie? And Is This a Zombie of the Dead? Basically, seasons 1 and 2 of This Is a Zombie. Own it on Blu-ray. I enjoyed the show. Again, definitely check it out and then determine whether or not you want to own it as well. You can watch it right now. I believe it is still on Funimation. Funimation is still up, but I believe you can also find it on Crunchyroll as well. We also reviewed a manga. I know it was a short review, but all you need to know is that you should go read this manga fucking immediately. It is Kaoru Hana wa Rin Tusaku. Again, it'll be in the synopsis. Go look it up. It's phenomenal. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Make sure to follow me on all socials. Facebook, Waifus and Weeaboos. Twitter, Waifus, the letter N, Weeaboos. I'm more active on Twitter than I am on Facebook. If you go to twitch.tv/SoraSensei1, I will be live Sunday for the Summer 2022 review episode. All right? Go there, hit !! Discord in the chat. You can then join my Discord where you'll know when I can go live on Twitch. You'll know when new episodes of the podcast get dropped, and you can meet a boatload of interesting and awesome people. You can also check me on TikTok and SoraSensei1 on TikTok as well. And if you're looking for the best peekers, stickers, t-shirts, anything anime related you can think of, go check out sukawai.com, use the promo code SoraSensei1 at checkout, and get 5% off your entire order. Big shout out to the boys at Geekscape.net as well. Geekscape.net, if you're looking for any other podcast that, you know, is not anime, and you're looking for something else that you want to listen to on your days at work or at the gym, go to Geekscape.net. Multitude of talented people over there, multitude of talented people. If you're looking for another podcast, if you're looking for another anime podcast that you don't listen to, why don't you check out What Do You Say Anime? They are on YouTube. Those guys are fucking awesome. They are trying to hit 500 subs. I haven't checked recently if they hit the 500 subs, but go to What Do You Say Anime on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Pete and the boys are fucking awesome. I love those guys. and they're great, great, great group of guys, and a boatload of knowledge and great opinions they have. Fucking love those guys and girls in that community as well. They're all awesome people. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Again, I will have the new episode dropping this Sunday. Check me out live on twitch.tv/swordsensei1. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.